Pick the Nintendo Shack and pray. Frederick from Fire Emblem Awakening says, yo.
And welcome to this week's episode of the Nintendo Shack podcast. I am joined by Delvin once again. How are you doing today, Delvin?
Greetings, boo babies. Since I was called Eat the Hype on Wish, I will steal his catchphrase and mess it up.
I love it. How are you today? How was your weekend and week?
Doing pretty good. It was been a pretty good week. You know, still playing Tears of the Kingdom. Great game. Went to Eat Friday night, had a great dinner, great time. Ooh. With that, you know.
What did you get for dinner?
We went to Chili's and spent way too much money at Chili's.
Yeah.
Me and my girlfriend spent like $100 at Chili's. Like, what the fuck did we get for $100? Wow.
Did you get the filet mignon and the lobster tail?
We got, I got the steak. I don't drink, but when I'm with her, I'll drink something a little bit, you know.
Okay.
So I got one of those fruity, funny drinks. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, we had fun. She ordered me a salad, so I think she's hinting at me that I'm getting fat.
No, that's like a very girl thing, like salads. I don't know.
She's like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
Eat this salad. Y'all lose your belly.
I'm obsessed with salad. I'll like order a big salad for like my meal.
Oh, okay. I've been doing that lately when I go to Wendy's. I order the strawberry summer salad, I think it's called.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's pretty good because I don't want to – I've been noticing I've been eating too much – pause. I've eaten too much meat. So I want to lower the amount of meat that I'm eating. So I start eating salads and things like that to kind of – eat a little healthier.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. I feel like I have the opposite problem where I – different kind of meat. I don't eat enough protein, Delvin. I need to eat more like chicken and like, you know, like things that have protein in them because I don't like eating meat. I like eating salads and like – pasta. Like I eat a lot of carbs. That's my problem.
I do too. And I think it was a couple months back when I said on PSVG that I was getting high blood pressure, even though compared to Donnie and Dev, it's not high at all. But to combat that, I just started eating a little bit more healthier, just kind of eating like salads and more fruits and things like that.
That's good. I do eat a lot of fruit. I will say I do eat a lot of fruit. My problem is I don't eat any beef. I don't know if you know that about me. I don't eat any cow products, like anything like that. Pretty much I don't eat any red meat. So that like takes a lot.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's healthy for me, but I don't get enough protein. I need to like make sure that I'm eating like peanut butter and like beans and things like that.
I don't know if you noticed, Rebecca, but in Black culture, that's all we eat. We eat nothing but red meat, pork chops, steaks, ribs, most unhealthiest thing you can possibly
eat. Okay, wait. Slow down. I do eat pork. I know that counts as red meat, technically. I eat pork. Yes. And like, I would eat pork chops. That sounds really good. And ribs, if it's pork.
Very good. I love pork.
I don't eat cows or like lamb.
Huh.
Specifically.
So you don't eat burgers then?
No, I eat turkey burgers or veggie burgers. I love veggie burgers.
Oh, okay. So you tried the, I think Burger King has one.
I've tried Burger King's before, but is it like the Impossible Burger? Like that?
Yes, the Impossible Whopper. Yes, for the
Squad. Yes, I've had that. Yeah, I'll eat that. That's fine. It tastes fine to me. Yeah. I like it.
It tastes close enough to a Whopper. So, like, yeah, it's good enough. It's good enough Whopper.
And it's like, all I'm always the problematic one at barbecues because, like, I love hot dogs, but, like, most hot dogs are made of beef. I have to be that person that, like, requests, like, all pork or all, you know, whatever, something that's no beef. It's very problematic. Yeah.
But. They'll be all right.
But yeah, now I haven't eaten anything today, so I feel like that's making me hungry now. But I'm glad that you had a wonderful date at Chili's. And you said you've been playing more Tears of the Kingdom. What have you been doing this week in the game?
I'm getting close to finishing, I guess. I've finished 3 out of 4 temples, I guess, of dungeons.
You said that last week. You are not close to finishing, trust me.
No. Correction, I was finishing the third one last week. This week I finished it.
Okay.
And I also got all the fairies.
Okay. That's good. I haven't done all of those
yet. Got all the fairies. I've done all that.
What did you think of that quest where you had to find the musicians and, like, bring them back to the fairy thing?
Long, tedious, but it's worth it. It's worth it. I feel like once you kind of see, okay, this helps. Like, once you see the armor sets you get from that and how it enhances your armor, it kind of makes things a lot more easier.
It does. So I wish I had done that earlier in the game. I think I've done, like, 3 of the Great Fairies. There's 4, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I did 3 of them.
There's 4 on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, go get the 4th one. They're not that hard to find once you kind of, like, talk to them and figure it out. It's more tedious than anything, but once you find them, you can kind of upgrade your armor sets. It helps a lot.
I think I that's the reason why I didn't do the 4th one, because, like you said, it is tedious. Like, I felt like I was doing the same thing each time, just finding them and having to, like, bring them back and build the little carriage to bring them to the ferry. I think I got bored and then just stopped and never went back to it. But I should.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely should. I'm trying to get stuff ready for the end game now. I've heard all about it, things like that. So I'm trying to find apparently there's this gloom armor you can get in the game. So mm-hmm. I'm like, let me find that so I can kind of use that to go through the depths and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I have I'm one just, like, piece of the gloom armor.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I haven't found the other 2 pieces. Yes, because you get kind of like a little grace period when you're walking through the gloom where it doesn't take your hearts away right away. So, like, you can run over a patch of gloom and it just, like, doesn't – I don't even think it hurts you. It doesn't take – you know how it takes your hearts away if you step in the gloom?
Yes.
Like, permanently – not permanently, but, like, semi-permanently where you can't heal it as, like, that little crack through it.
Sunlight.
Yeah, it, like, delays that for, like, a couple seconds. And I guess the more of that armor that you have, the longer it delays it. And yeah, I think you'll want that for at least part of the endgame stuff.
Yeah, I want to get that, and I want to kind of, like, enhance that as much as I can. That's one of the reasons why I want to find the fairies, because I hear the Ganon fight is kind of tough. Mm-hmm. And I heard the gloom armor kind of helped with that. So, like, oh, let me just kind of get stuff situated. So once I get down to it, I'll be all good to go, and I won't sit there and want to throw my controller away.
Yeah, I'm kind of at that point. I haven't. What?
Because that's the thing I was worried about. I don't want to do all this stuff, then get the Ganon and get so annoyed. I'm like, I don't want to play this no more.
Yeah. On the flip side, you're probably just going to beat him up with no problem now.
That's not a bad thing either.
I don't know. I like a little bit of a challenge, but not too much of a challenge. For me, I've barely played it all this week, which is, like, I don't know. It's kind of sad because I feel like I'm so close. Like, I've done some of the end game stuff. I feel like I'm, like, right there. And part of me just, like, doesn't want it to end. And I get this way with games all the time. I know the longer that I wait, the more likely I am to be spoiled on it. But I don't know. Something, I'm, like, being put off from finishing it because I don't want it to be over.
Oh, I want it to end now. Not in a bad way, though. I'm more like, all right, I need to start wrapping this up so I can start playing other things, because this is pretty much all I've been playing.
See, I have the problem where I just play other, like, I have moved on to other stuff. I have played other games and moved on to other games. And, like, I'm the kind of person that will play, like, several games at one time, which is, like, probably a bad thing. I know. Everyone's telling me just finish the game. I know. I need to. Maybe I'll just stream it and I'll finish it. But I don't know. It's, like, bittersweet. Like, I've been waiting, like, what, 6 years for this game? I don't want it to end.
Yeah, just about, yeah. Look, my whole thing is why I haven't been playing too much other things, because I know if I stop playing it for a while, I'm gonna forget what the hell I was doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I forget what I was doing, I'm not gonna play this game anymore. So I said, let me just knock it out the way, keep going till we're done.
Maybe that's the problem that I'm having, because I unfortunately have been getting sucked back into Animal Crossing New Horizons. I think I might have talked about that a little bit last week, but oh my God, this week I've been so addicted, Delvin. I am totally sucked back in. I am like downloading new patterns. I'm like flattening part of my island, building new things. I'm building like a little outdoor movie theater. I'm building a boardwalk. I built like a whole cemetery in the back of my island for like all my dead villagers. It's like,
oh, they die?
It again. Yes, they die.
I didn't know they die. And you have to like, I didn't know you have to like have a cemetery. And
no, I'm kidding. It's just for the aesthetic.
See, I've never played Animal Crossing. My daughter loves that game, by the way. She plays it all the time.
It's so much fun. You've never played Animal Crossing? Not even the older ones?
Not even the older ones. That's one of the few Nintendo franchises I haven't played.
I'm curious why you didn't get into it like during the pandemic when everybody was into it.
I don't know. What was I playing during the pandemic? I got to think about what was out during that time that I was playing. But it just was one of those games I just wasn't playing at the time. Like even when I was younger, I want to say when Animal Crossing was popular, I probably was playing The Sims or something like that. Like, I'll stick with this for now, you know.
It's a little different than The Sims. Like, there are definitely some similarities to it, but, like, I wouldn't say it's, like, exactly the same.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's but, more chill never got into, than The Sims.
Never got into it. Like, even when I kind of play games like that, it's always, like SimCity. I play, like,
I like simulation SimCity. Game, like
SimCity,
yeah.
SimEarth, Populous. I was always in that stuff. I got in that stuff on Super Nintendo. Like, that's how I got in those type of games. I used to play those games all day long.
Oh, my God. I had – so I don't know if you know this about me, but my first gaming system was the Super Nintendo. It was a hand-me-down. I got a bunch of games from my older cousin. And Populous was one of those games. And I was a little kid, and I had no idea what to do in that game. And I just remember, like, because the picture on the cartridge looks so cool, and I kept saying like, this game looks so awesome, like I want to play it. And I was just too little, and like I didn't ever understand what to do because I like could barely read, and it was very complex for a small child. But I remember that game was like mystifying me for a long time.
That's why I got it too as a kid. I think I was like 12 13 when I got it.
I was a lot young. I was like 5.
And once I figured it out, I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. Like, you built this world up, and like, you have to deal with earthquakes. And it's like, oh, this is my jam. I used to play that game all day long.
God.
It was just so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I like games like that. I have played a lot of SimCity for the Super Nintendo.
Great game.
But I think Animal Crossing is very different from those two. Like, you know, at least that it goes by real time. So, like, if it's 11:26 in real life, it's 11:26 in your game. And, like, there's no real objective, I guess, besides paying off your house debt. It's very chill, very, like, nothing is timed, nothing. There's, like, no punishment for anything that you do. It's very chill.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Tom Nooks. Harassing you for money, seems like. Yeah, like. Interesting. Him and his snotty nosed kids. That's his kids, right? The little ugly little cool things.
Yep. So yeah, I'm unfortunately addicted again. I feel like it's like I get these hyper fixations on Animal Crossing, and it lasts for a couple of weeks, and then it goes away for a couple of months. So I'll probably like get my fill of that and then not touch it again until like Christmas. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think you'll finish Tears of the Kingdom by the end of the year?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm close. I think I'm close to like, you know, getting down to that final section of the game. So
yeah,
because everything I do now doesn't seem like that hard. So it's like I could do all this stuff. And
yeah, I'm curious what you'll think of the last dungeon, because that was my favorite one. The Gerudo Desert one.
Okay. I did a shrine out there a while back, and I didn't have any of the armor. So I'm like, okay, so now I can go back there and just explore the whole thing and kind of do what I want, because I got some good armor. I found one of the treasures that had one of the armor helmets, and they're like, okay, then, so yeah, I can go out there now and just chill out. So I'm ready for it.
You let me know how you like it, okay?
Definitely will.
Sounds good. Anything else you've been playing or want to chat about before we get into the news?
One of the things, I played something else for a little bit, but we'll talk about that when we get to the news.
Okay, sounds good. First up, we've got that the Super Mario Bros. Movie is now Universal Studios' most successful title, released in Japan and Hollywood's sixth highest grossing film of all time, surpassing Top Gun Maverick. Wow, the movie has so far grossed $1.35 billion and continues to move numbers. I remember me and Donnie were talking months ago about whether we thought this game would pass $1 billion. And I think we both said no. And yes. Now it's like approaching $1.5 billion.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the power of Mario. Like people
love
Mario. And if you give someone a good Mario movie, who would have thunk? People would go see it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's been such a bad rep with like video game movies in general, but also Mario movies or other media like outside of games. Like there hasn't been a good streak with that. So I did not have a ton of hope, but I really liked the movie. I thought it was very cute. I would go see it again, to be honest.
I did too. And I know when it was announced, people were kind of hesitant because it was Illumination, and some people love Illumination, some people don't like Illumination, because people like,
I don't care for them.
Despicable Me, people love Despicable Me. Minions, people are kind of mixed on it, you know, so people kind of hesitant on it. And then Chris Pratt is Mario, people really hesitant on that.
Yeah.
So, but you know, it worked out. Like everything worked out very well for the movie. I enjoyed it a lot.
Me too.
It was fun. I thought it was great. I thought Chris Pratt was passable as Mario.
Yeah.
I thought all the Easter eggs in the movie were fun. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I thought it was just a fun movie. Yeah. Illumination's best movie to me, to be honest with
you. Oh, I think so too. I don't think I really have seen a lot of Illumination movies. Like I guess I've seen Despicable Me. I have seen
excellent movie
Secret Life of Pets. Is that Illumination?
Yes, it is. I'm not a fan of that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was cute. Like, I mean, I don't think that they're like Pixar or anything, but I thought they did a very good job with this movie. They didn't like make it, they made it wacky enough without like too much wackiness that it, like, it was enjoyable for all ages. Like, it wasn't just for kids kind of thing. I went to go see it with my parents, and they both liked it.
Oh, so that's dope.
That's saying something. That's dope. Yeah. Yeah.
Rebecca, I'm glad you said that, because you missed it. There was a war in the PSVG Discord this week.
Oh, no.
Because I said I like Pixar, and Dev was like, Illumination is the best. And I'm like, what are you talking
about?
And there was a week-long argument about Pixar and Illumination.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on. What Illumination movies does he think is as good as Pixar?
He was citing Sing, Minions.
That movie sucked. I tried to watch that movie, and I think I lasted 30 minutes before I turned it off. That movie was horrible.
I tried to tell them. They don't want to listen to me. They just like, didn't want to listen, Rebecca.
Up and Wall-E and Toy Story.
Yes, the classics. The great movies. And they tried to tell me that Illumination was better.
They're wrong. I will go back in and defend you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I have Rebecca on my side, right. So I'm right. Yeah.
You are right.
And then someone tried to come in and say DreamWorks. They're like, oh, but DreamWorks is better. Like, what?
DreamWorks has Shrek, and that's it.
Yeah, like, all right.
I don't even think I can name another DreamWorks movie.
Yeah, everything that's major for them is in the Shrek franchise. I think Shrek, Puss in Boots, those are the main two ones.
I haven't even seen that. Yeah. I can't even think of another one. The newest
Puss in Boots be really good.
Let's see. DreamWorks movies. What else have they done? Shark Tale. Get out. Madagascar. I know some people like Madagascar. I don't even think I've seen it.
It's all right.
Megamind's
all right. Despicable Me's better. It's like Megamind's like we have Despicable Me at home. We're all right.
Over the Hedge. I've never heard a half of these.
Yeah.
Shrek is the B movie. You're gonna tell me that the B movie is better than Toy Story?
No, not at all. And I like Jerry Seinfeld, but that's not it. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, it's not even close. Not even close.
See, I didn't put it up to this, y'all. So don't be getting mad at me. She brought it up, so I brought it to her attention. Like,
hey. I am a big Pixar defender. Ratatouille is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Great movie. See?
It is a great movie. Thank you. I'm glad that the Super Mario Bros. Movie is doing well. Is it out on streaming services now?
It's on Peacock right now, if I'm correct.
Oh, yeah. I think we said that. Peacock. Okay. I don't have Peacock. Okay. Cool. If you haven't seen the movie, go see it. It's very good.
Yes. Very good.
There was a trailer for the next big update in Splatoon 3. Because we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the game. They always do something big for the one-year anniversary. It's going to be the start of the new season. They're introducing a couple new stages. I think they showed off two brand new stages. Crab Leg Capital and Shipshape Cargo. They're adding some new features where you can take the gear that you have in the game and change your rest. So, you can make your baseball caps backwards, you can make your shirts oversized, little ways to customize your clothing and gear, new weapons, a new catalog. They're having an anniversary Splatfest, which makes you choose between the three deep cut members, Shiver, Fry, or Big Man. So you have to pick which one you want. I think this is going to be one of the more balanced ones compared to the ones that they've had recently, because I think people feel very split between the three. And then they announced the next big run event, which there hasn't been one of those in a while. They're kind of fun. And they finally announced three new amiibo, one for each of the deep cut members. The big man one, he's huge. It's like this long compared to the other ones. I don't know if you've seen him.
That's cool. I have not.
Yeah, because he's like a big manta ray. I'll put that image in the Discord so you can see it.
Okay.
I forget. Are you a Splatoon person?
No, I have not gotten this. Oh, it looks cool. I have not played Splatoon because when it came, no matter of fact, I did play the first one. I like the first one, but I'm not a big multiplayer guy.
Yeah, that's fair.
And they told me, I guess this one has a story mode in it.
They all have story modes in them. I would say that the single player story is not the best part of the game. I think the story mode in the first two games was bad. I wouldn't even recommend touching them. This game, the third game, the story mode is better. I think it is worth doing. But yeah, the fun is definitely in the multiplayer. So if you don't like multiplayer shooters, you're probably not gonna enjoy it.
Okay. I'll try a little bit of it. I think my son has it. So I can at least play the story mode from him and just be like, all right, I enjoyed that and keep it moving.
Yeah.
Because it looks cool.
If he has it, try the story mode. It is fun. If you like any kind of third-person shooters, it's a good twist on that genre. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm excited. I am also hopelessly addicted to Splatoon at the moment. The catalog grind. So the current season ends at the end of this month on August 31st. So each season there's a catalog where, like, every time you level up your catalog, you get like a different reward, and there's 100 levels, and it takes a really long time to get through. And in this catalog, there are these decorations that you can get for your locker that are little replicas of like retro consoles, like an NES, an SNES, an N64, a GameCube, and they're called different names because in the game, like, they don't know that it's called a GameCube, so they call it like a cubic gaming system, and it's just very cute and quirky. And cute. So I've been trying to get those. Instead of the Game Boy, they call it the Game Youth. It's very cute. So I'm trying to get as many of those as I can before the season ends on the 31st. And the new season starts on September 1st. So there was a cool trailer to show off everything new that was coming.
Okay. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah. So then we have Born of Bread is a Paper Mario-inspired RPG. There is now a demo on the European Nintendo eShop. Why isn't it on the North American eShop? We should get the demo too.
I don't know. Have you seen this game?
No, I haven't. Born of Bread. Let me look it up. Tell me about it.
It is really cool. It is literally just Paper Mario. It's a beautiful looking game. It's Paper Mario. I played it. If you have Steam, people, you can play the demo right now.
It's on
Steam. The same demo. Essentially, what you are is a baker. Mm-hmm. He makes you by mistake, and he's going to talk to the queen, and you're there, and then the queen gets attacked by these villagers, by these like monsters and stuff like that, and you have to fight your way back to the castle to help the queen out, and you're this little piece of bread, look like the gingerbread man almost. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is kind of like Gingerbread Man or like Pinocchio kind of thing, where like he comes to life, I guess, right?
Exactly. And it's so a beautiful looking game.
I was just looking at the graphics. It does look very pretty. Wow. Okay, so there's a demo in the European eShop. Maybe we'll get it too. And it is coming out soon?
They haven't announced it yet. I'm assuming soonish.
Soon. It looks like there's also a demo on Steam too. Did you say that?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Demo on Steam. You can download right now. And if you know how to get to the European eShop, you probably can play it. I don't want to say how you do it, but you can figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, that looks cool. I know that they have done, like, there have been a couple Paper Mario clones, like, wasn't Bug Fables? Is that what it was called? That one was kind of Paper Mario-like. And I know a lot of people prefer that because it was more, like, traditional Paper Mario than... I forget what the most recent one that came out was called. The Origami King?
Your Doors. Origami King, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't like as traditional as the other ones. So I think people like these indie ones because they're very like fan servicey to the older Paper Mario games.
Yes, and this feels like the older Paper Mario game. So if you like Paper Mario, the older ones, you'll probably dig this one a lot.
Cool. I like that. After announcing last month that he's leaving Xbox, Larry, how do you say his last name? Herb?
Herb, I think it is.
Herb? Yeah, AKA Major Nelson took a selfie at Nintendo America headquarters with his guest pass, saying the caption, hashtag just visiting. Well, he could in fact be just visiting. Could it possibly lead to a future collaboration between the two? Delvin, I'm not an Xbox person. Who is Major Nelson?
Okay, Major Nelson was kind of, I don't want to speak out of turn, but he was kind of like the face of Xbox for like 20 years. Like, he was on everything on Xbox. He's kind of like, and I think he's leaving the company later on this month. Like, anytime you watch anything with Xbox in it, it was his face that kind of telling you about, hey, here's the Halo update, here's this, here's that. But he's been with the company for like 20 years. He was a big name in Xbox for quite a long time. So he just announced like recently, like he's leaving and... just happens to show up at Nintendo.
Interesting. Yeah. I feel like there's maybe a reason why he posted that to like get people thinking. What do you think a collaboration could be? Like, what could he do with Nintendo, do you think?
Like I said, he's that guy who you put front face to kind of speak for like events and stuff like that. And he's like I can see him doing something where he can maybe he like hosting like Nintendo showcases or things like that, or kind of just open up the door for conversation. He's kind of like that front facing guy, like Shuhei was mm-hmm. at one point for PlayStation and Adam Boys and people we had. Nintendo kind of has that. But
I feel of lately, Nintendo doesn't. Like, we used to. Reggie was when he was the president, he used to be the face.
I was going
to
say that.
Like, once he stepped down, the new president, who is it, Doug Bowser? Like, he is totally not in the spotlight. He doesn't do anything out in the spotlight, you know, in front of a camera. Even, like, the kind of smaller faces, like Kit and Krista used to do Nintendo Minute. They're gone. They used to be kind of like a face of Nintendo, too. And I feel like there's like very few recognizable people anymore. And I think that does like when they have faces like that, like it makes it feel more personal. And I kind of miss that time.
Yeah. Major Nelson could probably fill that void and kind of get people hyped up for Nintendo products and things like that. I miss
the days where being on Nintendo after being so associated with Xbox.
Yeah. I kind of miss the days where every company had that kind of face that would come out there and speak for them. Like, I know it was a big thing, like during E3 and stuff like that. You'd have like Adam Boyce come out there, and you have other people come out there and just speak for their company. I kind of miss those kind of days when you have somebody front facing representing the company.
Me too. I miss that too. That's cool. I didn't know about that. I'll be interested to see if he ends up doing something with Nintendo or if he was just visiting.
Yeah.
Okay, you wrote, as a surprise to absolutely no one. I don't know. This is a surprise to me. Red Dead Redemption runs fine on the Switch. The PS4, PS5, and Switch versions all run at 30 frames per second. In terms of resolution, the Switch versions, while docked, can run up to 1080p. I know people were a little bit worried about how this game would perform and that it like was going to be kind of a slog on the Switch. But that doesn't seem to be the case.
I don't understand why, because it's a PS3 port. Like, it's like a PS with a PS3 game, and they've really done nothing to it. I think if I read correctly, it's enhanced now because the original version of PS3 only ran at 720.
Oh, okay.
So
this is an upgrade to the original.
So, but I didn't expect it not to run good on Switch, because I think people need to kind of put some respect on Switch names. Switch is it's a decent little console, and at the very least, it can run old PS3 games.
yeah. I know it's, you know, almost a 7-year-old console at this point. So I think that's why people, you know, kind of think that way. But yeah, you're right. And I don't know. I think for me, like, I do want to get this on the Switch, but I don't want to get it at $50. So I will probably like just keep my eye on it and like wait for some kind of sale down the road. Like, I think I would buy it at 30 maybe, but I don't know.
I'm gonna buy the cartridge version when it comes out in October. I think the cartridge version comes out in October.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that. Yeah, maybe I'll do that, because that's more likely, I think, to get a sale than the digital version.
Plus, I have a lot of Switch cartridges. I like having Switch games on cartridges.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
So I think I have like 40.
Oh, okay.
On cartridges alone. So yeah, I'd rather buy them on cartridges when I can. It just feels right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then you actually own it, and if something horrible happens, you'll still have it.
Which has happened to me before multiple times, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've said this on Play Your Podcast before. There was a long time where I could not play my Transformers games on PS4 because they just were like, Activision lost the license to it, and it kind of like delisted it, and they wouldn't let me download it anymore.
Yeah.
And it just came back like, oh, and that sucked, but that's like my favorite franchise. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that kind of stuff sucks, and I feel like we're gonna see more and more of that in the future, and I feel like people don't realize that, like, when those licenses expire, like, your game can just go away.
Yeah, and that sucks.
Yeah.
There's certain games I don't want to go away, so You know, like, mm-hmm. I understand why it happens, but that doesn't mean I want it to happen. Like, you know,
no,
so, there are so many games that are just, yeah, there are so many games that are just stranded on PS3, Xbox 360 that you just can't play anymore unless you go and buy, like, one of those old systems.
I feel like I would be more inclined to go digital if I knew that I'd be able to bring up my purchases to each new console. And Nintendo has not shown that at all. You have to rebuy everything.
Yeah. And that's kind of the weird thing with PS5 now. Because, you know, they have the ridiculous thing they're doing now with the PS5 collection. Where you have to, like, to play any PlayStation Classic games, you have to pay $100 a year, something like that.
Oh, is it? I don't know.
Yeah, this is the thing to that. If you originally owned the PS1 game, like if you bought the game on PS3 when it was on sale, they just give you the game. They give you access to your game again. So you don't necessarily have to buy the collection anymore. But there are a lot of games that you just don't have access to because mm-hmm. you spend all that money on these games. You just can't access no more because the PS5 can't access those games. Like all those PS3 games. You just lost access to.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
And I know Donnie and I have very different, like, opinions on, you know, whether they should have the right to, like, whether they should be obligated to bring those up or not. And I don't know. I think they should make it a priority, personally.
I do, too. I don't know how often people use those type of things, but I play my old games a lot. Like, when I have nothing to play, those are the games I go back to. One of the reasons why I bought a Steam Deck, so I can play a lot of those games. I don't have to worry about them going away.
Exactly. Okay, yeah, that is the one good thing. Like, there's no Steam 2 or, like, you know, it's all just like on one interface. Like, it's always going to be the same.
Yeah, so I always, at some point, have a version of the game that I can play.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And even if... they don't have the game on Steam, you can add the game to your Steam. So, like, all right, this is cool.
Mm-hmm. I got to get a Steam Deck. I think I'll get one when they come out with, like, the second version of it. Something that's, like, a little sleeker, a little bit more, I guess, form-friendly.
Better battery life.
Yeah. Because it's too, like, cool, like, bulky for me right now. Like, I feel like it's like a big, heavy thing right now.
And that's why I still carry my Switch everywhere, because the Steam Deck's too bulky to carry around. Plus, I like playing those Nintendo games. A lot of stuff comes out on Nintendo on the Switch that don't come anywhere else. I don't know if people realize. Mm-hmm. Not even just Switch games, but, like, a lot of Japanese games just go on the Switch. Okay.
And I still think that indie games are usually the best on the Switch because of, like, the fact that it's, like, handheld and, like, a lot of them use the touch screen and things like that.
Yeah, Switch is perfect for that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. One other thing that I had just pulled up with a little last piece of news, I just saw a headline over on Nintendo Life that Cult of the Lamb teases a crossover with the Don't Starve series. I know a lot of people really love Cult of the Lamb. I don't know too much about Don't Starve. I know it's another popular indie, but they
I do actually.
Do you? Okay. Did you hear about this then?
I have not heard about this. This sounds cool.
Yeah, it says that they are going to reveal this on August 21st, which is tomorrow. It says the portal has opened, but will the lamb survive? So it looks like maybe there's going to be some Don't Starve content in Cult of the Lamb.
That sounds pretty cool. That's a interesting, cool collabo. For those who don't know, Don't Starve is like not a survival horror game. It's a survival game where you have to, like, build up resources and stuff like that and basically just survive. Like, you have to get food every day, like, find food, make a house, a tent for yourself, and you just have to go through the world and build tools to survive each day. And the longer you play the game, the longer you survive, the better you are. It's pretty cool.
Have you played Cult of the Lamb? Because it sounds a little bit similar. You have to like, gather resources in that game and recruit both different animals. Yeah, so it makes sense that they're doing some kind of collaboration with that. I'm glad to see that game is still getting updates.
Yeah, and both games have a really cool, unique art style, so I'm curious on how they're going to blend together. I think it's dope.
Yeah, so stay tuned. It looks like they're gonna reveal it tomorrow. Delvin, why don't you hit us with some questions directly from the audience?
I will. First question from Kyle the Pug. Fuck you, Kyle the Pug. Also, he has a shirt now that says that you can go buy in his store. So,
oh my God.
Go support Kyle the Pug if you can, if you want to. It's a pretty cool shirt.
That's funny.
He asked me, I asked you, Rebecca, too. Who are Delvin's top three favorite Nintendo characters? So let me hear your top three first, Rebecca, and I'll give mine.
Okay. My absolute number one favorite is Princess Zelda because she is the best in every game that she's in. I named my childhood dog Zelda, so she is my number one favorite. If I had to say, I'm going to try not to pick three Zelda characters. That's going to be my only Zelda choice.
Okay.
I also really like Isabelle from Animal Crossing. She is so cute and I love her and I want to give her a hug. She works very hard. And my third favorite is, I don't know who my third favorite character is.
It's always the third one to get you.
I don't think I've ever ranked my favorite Nintendo characters before. And I'm trying to, like, I keep thinking of Zelda characters, and I don't want to do just three Zelda characters. Am I allowed to pick, like, Pokemon? Does that count?
Of course, yeah.
Ninetales. I don't know.
All right.
I don't have good. Wait. I thought of a third one.
Okay, perfect.
Paula from Earthbound.
Oh, okay. That's a good choice.
Oh, Samus. Yeah, Samus is a good one. Okay. Instead of, who did I say for a second? Isabelle. I'm going to do Samus and Paula. Yeah. Forget Isabelle.
I like it.
I'm doing Zelda, Samus, and Paula, the ladies.
Like it. My three are Mario. Because I love Mario. Grew up on Mario. That's my guy. My second one, Little Mac. Because I love Punch-Out.
That's good.
That's my dude. I like Little Mac. Yeah, I love Punch-Out. Cool. And my third one, even though they keep trying, my man, give them terrible games, Fox. Star Fox.
Oh, man.
I love Star Fox.
Yeah, okay. You have those ready. Those are good.
His game.
Three good picks. I like that. Yeah. Nice.
I thought so. All right. Our next question is from G-Man. He asked, what is your favorite open world Nintendo game so far? And it can't be Tears of the Kingdom or Breath of the Wild.
Oh my God. What other open world Nintendo games are there?
I don't know. I have an answer, though.
What? What's your answer?
Well, I guess it's kind of from Nintendo. I guess it is. It's Let's Go Pikachu.
What?
Yeah, I love Let's Go Pikachu.
Oh, Let's Go. Is that open world?
It's kind of open worldish.
Is it?
Kind of. Open world adjacent.
Is it?
Close enough.
I'm going to say, so I don't know if this counts. Super Mario Odyssey has open areas in each, like, has open world in each of the kingdoms that you visit. So I'm going to say that.
That is true. That's a great answer. I didn't want to go with that answer, but yeah, I love that game as well. That game's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
One of my favorite Mario games.
I feel like there's not a lot of open world Nintendo games that are like true open world. Like, I feel like these last two Zelda games are like their first dip into that.
Yeah. Into the open world thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Our third question from G-Man as well. He asked, will Donnie ever come back? Let me tell you something, G-Man. This dude is trying to buck this podcast as much as he can. He doesn't have a choice. He has to come back. he keeps trying to, like, I don't know if we're going to do a three-man team or what, but Donnie, bring your ass back to this goddamn podcast. Stop trying to be slick. trying to enjoy your Sundays. Nah, fuck that, son.
I miss coming honey. Back to the show.
Nah, he's out. Donnie think he's slick.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
He'll be back. All right. John 32 asks, do you have any Nintendo backlog games you plan on tackling in the fall before Mario Wonder comes out? Apparently, Rebecca doesn't give a fuck about Mario Wonder, so that doesn't concern her at all.
I replied to him in Discord. I'm like, what makes you think I like, you know, that I care about Mario Wonder? I'm not getting that game when it comes out. I'm going to get Super Mario RPG and WarioWare, but I'm not going to get Mario Wonder. But
I'm getting
bored. Yeah, I have a lot of backlog games. What are you going to be playing leading up to that?
Based on how slow I'm going, I'll probably Tears of the Kingdom still.
That's
but
fair.
I'm trying to think what I'll probably get back to. There's a couple of things I want to get back to. I'll probably get back to Starfield.
Hmm.
No, not Starfield. What is the game Starlink?
Oh, Starlink.
Does that mean?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the one. Because I was enjoying it because I bought the Star Fox one and I never finished it. You know, it comes with a little.
I think Fox Kyle the Pug is playing that right now too. And I feel like I told him that, like, that game went, like, it had its moment and it went away so fast and, like, nobody ever talks about it anymore. So, like, the fact that you know, he was playing it and now you're talking about going back to playing it, like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I was digging it when I was playing. Like, this is pretty fun. It's really cool, you know. This is the closest I'm going to get to another Star Fox game for a while, so I might as well enjoy it while it's there. I'm probably going to play that. I'm going to probably play the, I can't remember the name of it. I think it's Disney Illusion game with the Mickey Mouse game that just came out recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I like that one a lot so far. I'll probably play like an hour of it, but I'm digging that one. Is there any other Nintendo games off the top of my head? I bought one the other day, but I can't remember the name. It's a RPG game I bought. Code something. I'm going to probably play after I get through.
Crosscode?
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to, before the fall, get back to Pikmin 4. I haven't done all of the post-game stuff that I want to do. I just kind of put that game down just so I wouldn't get burnt out on it. And I do want to pick that up again in the coming weeks and months to do more of the post-game content because there is a lot of it. I'm going to be really deep in Sea of Stars when that game comes out.
I forgot that's coming out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to play that one too.
Like less than 2 weeks. I'm going to be playing that probably all throughout the fall. I'm not going to rush that game. I don't know what else. Probably Animal Crossing. Probably Splatoon. Now I'm going to do more indie games as well.
That's a good idea. Oh, y'all just asked me a question. He said, tell us about Illusion Island, Delvin. No one's talked about that game. Kevin talked about it a couple of weeks on here. It's a pretty fun, well, very fun kind of platformer game. There's no fighting in it, but you play as Mickey, Donald, Goofy, and I think Minnie.
Wait, there's no fight. I thought it was a Metroidvania. There's no fighting?
It's a Metroidvania with a Disney kind of coat of paint on it, but you don't fight to do things. It's like a platformer puzzler. You have to do like certain things. Like Mickey's not punching nobody or nothing like that. You have to do certain things to kind of get through the world. It's really cool. I like it a lot. It's a beautiful game. Very beautiful game. It's very fun. It's 1 to 4 players. I have not played with anybody else yet, but you can pick between the 4 characters. You kind of go through the world and do little tricks. It's a cute, fun game that more people should play.
That's cool. I guess they didn't want to have Mickey beating anyone up. That would be pretty bad for Disney's image.
Yes. Probably so.
I guess that means right. We'll Mickey, never see Minnie, Mickey Goofy Mouse and Smash Bros.
But isn't he like in Kingdom Hearts, like wielding a key, hitting people across the head with a damn key or something like that?
Well, does he fight in Kingdom Hearts? I don't know. I know he's in Kingdom Hearts.
I think he's like supposed to be like the ultimate good guy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In Kingdom Hearts.
I don't know. I haven't played enough Kingdom Hearts to know.
I know. I've only played the first one, and that was like so long ago, I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah.
All right. Our next question, our final question, I guess, is from the man who keeps skipping this podcast. Donnie says, miss you guys. How would you rank your upcoming Switch games for the rest of the year?
Hmm. So what else am I getting?
What are the upcoming Switch games for the rest of the year?
I'm most looking forward to Sea of Stars. So that's my first. Then WarioWare Move It. Then Super Mario RPG. Am I getting anything else? I'm not getting the Pokemon DLC.
I'm looking it up right now. I'm not getting that. I'm trying to look and see what's coming out for Switch.
I feel like I'm missing something really big.
Okay, Moving Out comes out. The Avatar game comes out. I'm not playing that. Vampire Survivors, Sea of Stars, of course.
Mario I'm not Wonder, getting Detective Mortal Kombat. Pikachu.
I'm getting that one. Let's see. Oh, Metal Gear Solid Master Collection. I'm definitely getting that on Switch. So if I was to rank these, I'd say Super Mario Wonder, Metal Gear Solid 2. Let's see.
Oh, if Fantasy Life, The Girl Who Steals Time, if that comes out this year, I'll probably get that. But I'm not like super excited for it at this time. So I think those are just like my top three right now. Sea of Stars, then WarioWare Move It, then Super Mario RPG.
Okay. Oh, that's a good question. Am I getting Mortal Kombat on Switch? I don't know. I'm definitely getting it on PS5, but I'm trying to think what I want a portable version of that game. If it runs good on Switch, I'll probably get it like later on down the line. Because I love the Mortal Kombat series, Rebecca. It's just so much fun to play.
Yeah. I didn't know that was coming out this year.
Mario Wonder. Yeah, it's coming out in October. No, it's coming out in a couple of weeks, like in September, I think. Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
Mario Wonder, Metal Gear Solid Collection, Super Mario RPG. Those are the main three I can think of off the top of my head. I know I'm getting guaranteed Switch games. I'm not getting Batman. Absolutely not. No.
Batman?
Yeah, the Batman Collection, Arkham Collection.
Oh, I think this year. No. Yeah, okay.
I will not be purchasing that unless it's really cheap. Okay, Donnie says Metal Gear Solid, Wario Wonder, Wario Wear. What's DQ Monsters?
Dragon Quest Monsters. He said it's like kind of that Pokemon thing.
Oh, I didn't realize that was coming out. Oh, it's Sonic Superstars. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. That looks good.
Okay. I'm not a Sonic
fan. Sonic's cool. He's hit or miss. Lately, he's been hit, so I got to give Sonic his props. Oh,
which Persona is 5 Tactica. Pretty unusual. What does?
Persona 5 Tactica.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
I almost did, too. Looks really good. Persona 5 is a really good series.
Yeah. Johnny says, I'm destroying all of the franchises this morning. Listen, you know how I feel about Sonic.
No Mario, no Sonic, just Zelda.
See, I like my Mario.
Wait, just Zelda.
I like my Mario when he's not in a platformer. I like him when he's in the RPG. I like him when he's in the racer. I like him when he's doing things that aren't jumping.
Everything else except what he was like known for, like the platformer. So you want him like as a referee. Yep. You want him doing everything, driving the go-karts, everything else except being Mario.
Exactly.
Don't do that, Mario. Go fight in Smash Brothers.
Exactly. I'll take it. Anything else before we close out the show this week, Delvin?
I think that's it. I think we're good.
Just under an hour. Short show this week. Not a lot of news, but... I don't know. I think that's fine. I think this is kind of the quiet period before, you know, we always get a September Direct. So I feel like this is the time where, like, play your games, finish your games before the storm comes this fall when everything releases.
It's going to be a fun fall. No matter what console you're on, you got a lot of stuff coming out on all three of the consoles. So.
Yeah, this has been a good year for gaming all around.
I agree. It's been a fantastic year. Like, who would have thought you would have got, like, Zelda, then you have like Baldur's Gate, which everybody's going crazy over, and you still got more games come out this year that people are excited mm-hmm. for.
Yep. Don't forget, but this was also, did Elden Ring come out this year? Was that this year?
That was last year, I think. Yeah.
Was it? Elden Ring, was it not the very beginning of this year?
I think Elden Ring was last year, if I remember correctly. Because didn't it win Game of the Year last year?
I think so. I don't think so.
Donnie, think you know the answer to this. Elden Ring last year, right?
It was last year? Or this year?
Donnie, that was producer Donnie.
Okay.
There you go.
This year has just felt like so long. So, okay. My bad.
This year. This is a weird year.
This has been a weird year. I feel like this year has like felt like forever. But there's a lot of good things that have been just,
August seemed like it's flying by.
Yeah, August has been. August has been. I'm not ready to go back to work soon. No.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a long.
I never liked August.
Last year, I'm getting my years mixed
August
up.
August sucks.
Okay. Well, that's gonna do it. We just got just under an hour here, and then we will. Am I gonna see you next week, Delvin, or are you done with Shaq for now?
Donnie, are you still on your sabbatical?
I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out. Maybe not.
Maybe we'll see. Do three. I love podcasting with you, Delvin. We should do a group of three.
Yeah, I have a blast podcasting with Rebecca.
Cool. Yeah,
I'm down.
We'll talk more about Tears of the Kingdom. Maybe I'll actually beat it.
Damn, y'all is telling me. Delvin will be here.
You will be here, whether you like it or not.
I guess I'm going to be here next week, then.
All right. That's going to do it, Koopalings. Have a good week, and we will see you next time.
This is Frederick from Fire Emblem Awakening, and I forgot the line already. What?